Reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chapter 8. So Vishvambhara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is speaking to his mother Shachi that she should invite Nityananda to feed him. That's where we left off yesterday. Putra vachane shachi harisha hailam bikshara samagri jata karita lagila. Mother Shachi was pleased to hear the words of her son Vishvambhara, and she began gathering the ingredients for lunch. Nityananda stane gela prabhu Vishvambhara nimantrana giyatane karela saptvar amara badite aji gosanira biksha chanchalata na kariva karaila shiksha karnadari Nityananda Vishnu Vishnu bhale chanchalata kare jata pagala sakale yebu jiye more tumi vasaha chanchal apanara matta tumi dekaha sakal Eta bali duijane hasite hasite Krishna kata kahi kahi aila bhadite. Vishvambhara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quickly went to Nityananda's residence and invited him for lunch, saying, "Oh Nitai Gosai, Nitai Gosai, today you shall take lunch at our house. But I tell you beforehand, do not create any mischief." Because remember, Nityananda is at this time in his Leela, he's in Balyabhav. He's in the mood of a 5-year-old child. So 5-year-old child, they're in Balyabhav and they're also in Bandurbhav. Bandur means monkey. Bandurbhav. So they're jumping, running, playing, breaking, mischief making. This is children's business. Everyone knows. You're also a child. You forgot. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is warning him, "I'm inviting you for lunch, but you have to behave yourself. Don't jump around like a monkey. Don't create any mischief over there." Nityananda held his ears. Nityananda held his ears and said, "Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu." When someone hears something terrible or frightening or bad news or something, they usually go Shiva. If they're Shiva Bhakti, they say Shiva, 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 Shiva. Or if they're Vishnu Bhakti, they say Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. So he's replying like that. And then Nityananda said to Vishvambhara, "Only madmen can create mischief. I think you consider me a mischief monger because you think everyone is like yourself." So this is joking. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "I'm inviting you for lunch, but don't make any mischief." And then Nityananda replies, "Only mad people, only crazy people make mischief. I think you consider me a mischief maker because you think everyone is like you." It's called Atmanam Manyate Jagat. Atmanam Manyate Jagat means that you think, Manyate, that Jagat, this universe, is like yourself. You think others are like yourself. You see the universe or see others in terms of your own self. Atmanam Manyate Jagat. So if you're a thief, you look and say, "Oh, this person, I think he's a thief." Or if you, whatever your mindset is, you project that onto others. If you're critical or if you're envious, and you say, "Oh, she's envious. This girl's envious of me." Because actually you're envious. But you're projecting your envy onto someone else. "Oh, this person, he's not a good devotee." Actually, you're not a good devotee. So the same thing is going on. Lord Nityananda says, "No, you're the mischief maker. You're a mischief maker. And you're trying to accuse me of being one. The fault lies with you, not me." Speaking this way, they both began to laugh. And then Nitai Gaur proceeded to Vishvambhara's house while discussing topics of Krishna on the way. Krishna kata kahi kahi hailam harite. Sunanta Saraswati's purport. After hearing the narration of Sachimata's dream, wherein Nitai and Gaur were fighting and arguing with Krishna Balaram deities, Mahaprabhu invited Nityananda to take lunch at his house. However, he forbade him from displaying any kind of mischief. Hearing this, Nityananda replied, "You yourself, Vishwambhara, you are restless, intoxicated with the mellows of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, you think that everyone in the world is like that. That is why you consider me restless." And they spoke this way. They walked towards the house of Sri Jagannath Mishra. Hasya vasile katani dvijan garadhara diara paramaptagan. Gornitai smiled as they sat down together, accompanied by their intimate associates like Gadadhar. Ishana dilena jala duite charan nityananda sange gela karita bhojan. Ishan gave them water to wash their feet. Then the Lord and Nityananda went to eat lunch. Ishan was the house servant of Sachimata. He's a very great devotee. He's actually called Ishan Thakur. He's a very, very great devotee of the Lord, and his life and soul was the service of Lord Chaitanya. So he washed Gornitai's feet. Then afterwards they went to eat lunch. Vasilena dui prabhu karita bhojan koshal jara gare jena shri rama lakshman. The mood in which the two lords sat eating together resembled that of Sri Ram and Lakshman at the house of Kaushalya. E matta dui prabhu kariye bhojan se bhava se prema se dui jan. In this way the two lords ate their lunch in the same mood with the same affection as the same persons. Pariveshana kare ai parama santoshe Sri Bhaga Haila Bhiksha Dui Jana Hase Arabara Siyai Dui Jane Deke Vatsura Panchara Shishu Deke Parateke. As Mother Shachi happily served Gornitai, she set out three plates by mistake, and they both began to laugh. When she returned to serve them more, she directly saw Nitai and Gaur as 5-year-old boys. For some reason, she put out three plates. There were only two persons taking prasadam, Gaur and Nitai, but by mistake, she put out three. Sometimes we do. We miscalculate how many people are coming for lunch. We put an extra plate. I've seen that in Kartik at the ashram. 10 or 11 or 12, 13 people taking lunch. And if someone says, "How many are there?" "Oh, I have 12, 13, and put extra plate. And an extra plate sitting there. "Oh, it made an extra plate." And then in the middle of prasadam, someone knocks on the gate. Dum, dum, dum. "Maharaj, acha, okay, sit down, take prasad, here's your plate." So she's seeing Gornitai, or grown up, Nityananda's 35 years old, Chaitanya's about 21. And she, Shashimata, the mother of Vishwambhara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she's seeing these two adults, fully grown men, and the two lords, she's seeing them as 5-year-old boys. She says, "Shishu, shishu deke, shishu." Shishu means child. Shishu, shishu deke. Krishna shukla varna deke dui manohar dui jana chaptur bhuja dui digambar. Sachimata saw two enchanting boys, one with a whitish complexion and the other was blackish. Both had 4 arms and both were naked. So she's quite a sight here. It almost sounds like the amazing sight that Mother Yashoda saw at Brahmandagat. When she looked inside Krishna's mouth, she saw the whole universe. Well, somehow, while Mother Shachi was serving Gornitai, she was seeing Krishna and Balaram. Balaram's white, Krishna's bluish. And they were 5 years old, and when they were 5 years old, they were Digambara. You often see paintings of Krishna when he's young and he's running through the... crawling and stumbling through the village of Gokul. You see paintings where Krishna, around his neck, he has a gold necklace of 2 tiger claws, nails. I mean, we say claw, but nail. 2, and they go like this. They usually go like this, right? A curve like this. They're the nails from a tiger. we say the claws, and they're very, it's kind of like a kavacha. It's a talisman or kavacha to protect children. And then around Krishna's waist he has some kinkini mala. Kinkini mala means waist bells. And that's it. Nothing else. We often see even today, it's very much Udipan in the villages of Braj. You see the children, they usually don't wear anything in the bottom. They usually wear nothing. And if they wear anything, if it's cold, they wear like a little sweater on their chest, and it goes down to the belly button. And that way, if there's anything happens down below that, there's no problem with the clothing. They run around the streets and just freely do what they have to do without any impediments of pants or any other clothing. This looks so cute. They just have a little sweater on and the naked bottom running around. 3-year-old kids in the village in Radhakund. So this was Krishna when he was Shishu, when he was a 5-year-old, 4-year-old. Digambara means directions. Ambara means covering. Nilambara, Pitambara, Digambara. Digambara, Shukadeva Goswami. Or the Jains have their Digambara sadhus, I think so. Digambara, I don't know where they are, but that means naked. Shukadeva was Digambara, only covered by the directions. So Mother Shashi is seeing this wonderful vision. She's in Mayapur, but Mayapur is giving her a vision of Vrindavan. And she's seeing Gaur Nithai, but Gaur Nithai are giving her a vision of Krishna Balaram. And this is actually how it works. Mayapur Leela and Krishna Leela are like two sides of one coin. We have one rupee coin, one side, the other side. If you see one side, then you know you have the other side. So in Vrindavan you can see Mayapur, in Mayapur you can see Vrindavan. But sometimes, especially because Mayapur Navadvip Leela is always pointing towards Vrindavan. Because always, it's not that when Radha and Krishna are in Vrindavan, in their Nitya Leela in Vrindavan, that they're pointing towards Navadvip. But sometimes in their Leela in Vrindavan, there's a mood of Audharya. It's Madhurya Leela, it's sweetness for itself, by itself, of itself. Madhurya is for their pleasure. Or Radha and Krishna relishing the Madhurya, the sweetness of their conjugal intimacy and transcendental divine love. And that love is exchanged. It's just within themselves and for themselves and exchanged in this closed circle. It's a closed circle. The two become one in union of Sambhog. But when they have a mood of distributing the contents, they have a mood of distributing the contents of that circle, the contents of that Madhurya to others, then when Madhurya becomes distributed, it's known as Audharya. Audarya. Audharya. And Navadvip Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Navadvip Leela is called Audharya Leela. He's the Audharya avatar. So sometimes, not that Radha and Krishna, the gopis, are thinking of Navadvip or thinking of the Ganga or thinking, we don't find that anywhere described. But many times in their Leela, sometimes they're distributing. They're distributing their sweetness to the Mandris, or they're sharing their sweetness with their Mandris, or they're sharing their sweetness with other gopis. For example, after Rasa dance, and Radha and Krishna are enjoying in the kunjas, intimately enjoying together in the privacy of the kunj, Nikunja Mandir. It's called Nibrita Nikunj. Nibrita Nikunj means very confidential, private, secluded place. And only Radha is there with Krishna. And they're passing many hours in intimacy of Madhurya exchange. Then Radharani tells Shyam, oh, I'm very tired. I'm feeling very tired. Why don't you go see, there's so many other sakis here, and they're all waiting in their seva kunjas, because they all have individual seva kunjas. Lita has her seva kunj, Vishaka has her seva kunj, and Lagalaga kunjas are there. And they're reclining there, they're resting there, and they're very eager to serve you with all their charms and delights. Please, you go there, and you satisfy them, and please them, and fulfill them. And Krishna says, no, I don't want to, I'm here, this is a one shop. You get everything in this shop. I don't have to go anywhere else. I don't have to go anywhere. I'm happy. I'm satisfied here. But Radharani says, no. It will make me happy. It will make me pleased. It will make me happy. It will satisfy me and please me. It will give me Raman. Raman means pleasure, satisfaction. Hari Ram means that Krishna who gives satisfaction to Radha. Hari Ram. So it will give me great satisfaction and pleasure if you go to these my sakis, my swapaksha sakis. Swapaksha. Swapaksha means my group. Swa, my own paksha group. My swapaksha sakis. Yasta sakis, Alita Vishaka, Chandra, Chitra, Ranga Sri Vindaleka, and Rangade, and Tungavidya. You go and please them and serve them. So then Krishna says, alright, so be it. Dasosmi. Das, das, and das. And Krishna leaves. So this is an example, although they're relishing the most intimate and concentrated sweetness amongst them between Radha and Krishna. Radharani, because of her karuna nature, because of her compassionate nature. Audarya means karuna. Karunamayi Radha appears as Gauranga. And Rasaraj Sri Krishna appears as Gauranga. So that karuna aspect of Radharani is manifest in Gauranga Leela in distribution of God, love of Godhead. Krishna Prema Pradayate. This is Radharani's mercy. So Radharani, she shows the audarya mood. Audarya means generosity. Audarya means munificence. Audarya means distribution. Audarya means giving. This is audarya. A-U-D-A-R-Y-A. Audarya. So this leela that I'm explaining, which is Braj leela, it shows Radharani in the mood of Navadvip leela in audarya, because she wants to share the sweetness, the deep and intimate sweetness and concentrated, unique sweetness. She wants to share that unique sweetness that she alone can offer to Krishna and relish with Krishna. She wants to share with the other sakis. Go distribute the sweetness to the other sakis. This is audarya. So that shows that even in Braj Leela there's some reaching out or some expression of the audarya aspect, which is predominant in audarya dham navadvip or in Gaura Leela. But in Gaura Leela, if you examine Gauranga's Leela, you'll see numerous accounts all the time where Gauranga and his associates are reaching out to Braj. Gauranga's remembering the Yamuna River, he's remembering Govardhan Hill, he's remembering Rasasthali and Jalkeli and all these pastimes, whether it's in Navadvip or it's very much so in Puri. So the Audarya Leela, the distribution Leela of Navadvip, Lord Gauranga and his associates are often reaching out to Vrindavan, remembering Vrindavan through the medium of Nam Sankirtan or through the medium of Leela Kirtan sung by Sri Damodar or Rai Ramananda or Vasudev Ghosh, Narahari Sakar or Govinda Ghosh or other associates. They will sing bhajans and transport Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar into their mood, into their Braj Bhav, and into their Rupam and Bhavam in Vrindavan. So here we're seeing Mother Shachi. Who is Mother Shachi in Vrindavan Leela? Mother Yashoda. Shachi Mata, the mother of Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, in Krishna Leela 5,000 years previously, she appeared as Mother Yashoda, the mother of Krishna. So now, 500 years ago, Mother Yashoda appeared in Navadvip, in Mayapur, as Shachi Mata, the mother of Shachinandan, Vishwambar, Nimai Pandit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, she's feeding these two boys, Shishu, it says Shishu and Manohar, her mind is being stolen and enchanted by them. And she's seeing these two boys that are in Gaura Leela. Now I'm seeing them in Krishna Leela. I'm seeing my golden son, Sachinandan. I'm seeing him as Krishna, my blackish son, my Shambarna. Shambarna, my son, I'm seeing him as Krishna. And I'm seeing this whitish Balaram, I'm seeing this whitish Nityananda, I'm seeing him as Balaram. And what else did she see? Because then she saw that they had both had four arms and they were naked. Very extraordinary. They're two little boys, one's blue, one's white, they're naked, and they have four arms. And what kind of Balaram is this? What kind of Krishna? So this is in their... This is Krishna's Vasudev form, or Balaram in Sankarshan form, in Mathura or in Dwarka. So Krishna would show this forearm form in those places. Shankha Chakra Gada Padma Srihala Mushal Srivatsa Koshtubadeke Makara Kundal. Sachi Mata saw that Gorni Thai had conch, disc, club, lotus, plow, mushal, the mark of Srivats and Koshtuba gem, and their ears were decorated with with shark-shaped earrings, Makara Kundala. He's Makara Kundala. Apanara Varu Deki Putra Rihaye Sakrite Kiyara Dekite Napaye. Sachimata saw her daughter-in-law, Vishnu Priya, Vishnu Priya, on the chest of her son. Then suddenly she saw the whole scene disappear. So, it's quite a vision. Padila murchitahana priti viratale titila vasana sava nayanera jale anamaya sava gara hailatakane apurva dekhiya shachi vaya nahi jane. Sachimata fell to the ground unconscious and lost, and all her clothes became wet with tears. Rice was scattered throughout the entire room. On seeing this wonderful sight, Shachi forgot herself. Purport. When liberated souls see the Supreme Lord, they lose their external consciousness. Since it is impossible for unfortunate souls to attain such a state, the materialists are unable to realize this eternal state. And then it says, ordinary people have no qualification for perceiving transcendental subjects. They are unwilling to repose. Therefore, they are unwilling to repose their faith in them. So, if they can't see it, they don't believe it. If they read about it or hear about something phenomenal or extraordinary transformation or experience, they reject it because of their lack of faith. Their faith is based only on seeing. You can have faith based on what you see, or you can have faith, and you can have faith on what you hear, if you trust the person who's speaking. Achi vyatte mahaprabhu achamana akari gaye hatandiya jana niratole dhari. Mahaprabhu hurriedly washed his hands and picked up his mother, because they were both eating. While he was, Murni Thai were sitting there eating, and Mother Shachi was serving them prasad, and then suddenly she has this wonderful vision of seeing Gaur Nitai as Krishna and Balaram. She sees them as Krishna and Balaram, different color, and small boys, 5 years old. Then she sees them in some Vishnu Roop as Narayan and Anantashesh with four arms and extraordinary weapons and kundala and all these things. Then she goes, what is this? She loses the vision or spurti, then she faints on the ground, collapses. Imagine if you went to someone's house and you're taking prasad, just try to imagine. And then the lady, the housewife who's serving you, suddenly collapses and looks, kind of stares at you, funny. But she was, obviously, she was looking at Gaur Nitai, like, looking, what am I seeing? And kind of transfixed in her own trance. She's kind of fixed in her own trance, looking at Gaur Nitai, and then suddenly fainting. So the pure hostess is serving you prasad, and suddenly she falls, collapses on the ground. Oh, that's pretty interesting. So immediately went and washed his hands. He washed his hands and went to attend to his mother. He picked up his mother. Uta mhata tumi stira karachita keneva patila pritivite anchamita. Oh mother, please get up. Calm yourself. Why did you suddenly collapse on the ground? Vaya payai atte vyatte kesha bhande Nabalaye kichuai griha madhye khande. On regaining her consciousness, Mother Shachi quickly tied her hair, kesh bande. She did not say anything as she wept inside one of the rooms. Griha madhye khande, nabalaye kichu. So obviously she felt extremely embarrassed and shy about her outbreak of ecstasy, or the vision she had, or the spurti she had. She felt rather shy about it, that she disrupted her son's lunch, and so she ran into another room and cried in the privacy of another room. Mahadhirga shwasa chadi kampa sarvagai preme paripurna haila kichunahi bhai. Shachimata breathed heavily, and her entire body trembled. She was filled with ecstasy, and nothing else came to her mind. Ishana karila sava griha upaskar Jatachila avashesha sakala tanhar Sevilena sarvakala aireishan Chaturdasha lokamadhyay mahabhagyavan. Then the servant Ishan cleaned the entire room and honored all the remnants. Ishan is the most fortunate person within the 14 worlds, for he served Mother Shachi throughout his entire life. Purport. Ishan, Lord Chaitanya's domestic house servant, gathered together the rice that had scattered all over the room when Mother Shachi fell unconscious. There is no limit to the good fortune of Ishan. He spent his entire life serving the Lord and his mother. By serving Lord Chaitanya's mother and wife, even after the Lord accepted sannyas, the servant Ishan became greatly fortunate among the fortunate servants of the Lord in this world. E mata aneka kutuka pratidine marmi britya baiha keha nahi jane. In this way, many sweet pastimes took place every day. No one except the confidential servants of the Lord know about them. Madhyakanda kata jena amritara bhanda jekata shunile guche antara pashanda. The topics of this Madhyakanda are like pots of nectar. Amrit bhanda. By hearing these topics, kata shunile, the atheism within one's heart is vanquished. Pashandi means atheist. So this is an interesting phal shruti, or benediction, blessing. At the end of different chapters of Bhagavatam or Puranic, different Puranas or even Bhagavad Gita, at the end of the book, that the author or the speaker gives different blessings or benedictions or boons called phal shruti, which we've discussed before. So here, sometimes it's the blessing is you will attain love of God, or you'll become attached to Lord Chaitanya, or you will never forget the Lord. So here it's saying that atheism within one's heart will be vanquished. Pashan antara. Guche antara pashand. Aparada guchi shudanam ruche. Guchi is a Bengali word, guche. It means to destroy, remove, finish, eliminate, throw away. So the pashandi nature, the atheistic nature. And we might say that, and this was being spoken 500 years ago, approximately 500 years ago, this Chaitanya Bhagavat was written, a little less than 500 years ago. And of course, people were much more religious and pious in those days than they are now. And he's saying that this story has so much power, this story of Gaur Nitai, Lord Nityananda coming to Lord Chaitanya's house for lunch and acting like a child, and this funny conversation before he came to take lunch, Mother Shachi's vision, this very short story, it's giving such a great benediction. So certainly nowadays, not then, but nowadays, this benediction is really appreciated. The atheism within one's heart is vanquished, because no doubt there's a lot of atheism. What is atheism? Theos. Theos means God. Theology. Theos. And atheism means against theos. Atheism. Atheism means against God. That which is against God. So what means against God? God means doubts. Shamshaya. Doubts. Confusion. Bewilderment. Doubts, confusion, bewilderment. These are forms of atheism that lurk within everyone's mind until they've realized God. One time I heard a lecture, and someone was saying, one sannyasi was saying, that there's so much doubtfulness in the age of Kali. People are filled with so many doubts. Even it goes to such an extent that we doubt that we have a nose on our face. You ask your wife, is my nose still there? I think I lost my nose. Then you know, knock. You say, knock. Knock. I think, did you see my nose? Is it still there? I have some doubts. I have some doubts. I think I lost my nose. And then your wife touches it. No, it's there. And she presses it. Oh, yeah, it's there. No, I wasn't sure. And then he would say that doubts, there's so many doubts that we have so many doubts about Krishna. Is Krishna really there? How can he be blue? That's ridiculous. I mean, he's a coward boy. I mean, there's a planet where they run around with cows all day and play the flute and just have picnics. I can't believe this. And really, and many, many doubts on all different levels. And then he was saying that we have so many doubts that even if we read and hear so many teachings and get some understanding, even if Krishna came directly in front of us, if Krishna appeared before us, sakshat darshan, he came from the spiritual world, standing in this beautiful threefold posture, and he said, if he came and says, yes, hello, do you know who I am? Do you recognize me? And even if Krishna gives direct darshan, we will doubt it. We'll say, oh, wait a minute, this is some guy from Bollywood. He has some blue polish on his body. He has some blue polish on his body to make his skin blue. And he has some long wig or something, this wavy black hair. It must be some wig. It's too shiny, too soft, too attractive, too glossy, too beautiful, too perfect. It must be a wig. This can't be Krishna's hair. And then his eyelashes are so long, and it must be false eyelashes. And the ladies get these false eyelashes and they glue them on and flutter around the place. Everything's false. Fake up. Make up for what you don't have. I used to say that to my wife. She's putting on it. I said, wait, hurry up. We have to go to this program. No, I'm putting on my makeup. I said, yes, you have to make up for what you don't have. Because men are naturally beautiful. Men are naturally beautiful, attractive, sweet, charming. But women have a long way to go. So they have to put so much makeup on. They have to make up. And when you miss your exam, you have to make it up. You have to do it again. So then she was pretty clever. She said, it's not makeup, it's fake up. Fake. You know, I had to fake it. Because actually I have all pimples all over my face. But I put all this powder and stuff on and no one can see them. So I'm faking out everybody. So this is... I kind of lost track of what I was saying. What is it? Huh? Yeah, doubts. I was talking about doubts. So Krishna's standing before you and you're thinking that he has false eyelashes and a wig on and someone put some blue paint. So then Krishna, you're looking at Krishna and saying, are you really Krishna? He says, yes, I'm Krishna. I'm the Lord. We have so many doubts that we'll go up to him and rub his skin like gold testing. And the jeweler will tell you, if you give him some gold, he'll rub it on a black stone. He'll rub that gold to see if it's silver with gold polish on it. You can buy a silver ring and they do polishing, gold polishing. So when you take it to the jewelry store to sell the gold, he has a gold testing stone. It's a black stone, black granite. And he rubs that. And if the gold polish comes off, he says, hey, Baba, this is not 24 karat gold. This is a silver ring with gold polishing. Get out from here. So then we will have so many doubts. Krishna, just don't mind, but I want to check. And we'll go up with a piece of cloth and try to rub the blue polish off his body. Hey, what are you doing? This is me. I'm not sure. I have some doubts. That's how deep our doubts are. If Krishna gives saksad darshan, we will doubt that it's really Krishna. We'll try to rub the blue off his skin. So this means that these doubts, this is the atheism within us. So therefore, because we have so many of these type of doubts, so many unlimited varieties of doubts, we doubt ourselves. I doubt, do I really exist? I have some doubts. Am I a dream? Am I actually a dream, or am I really existing, or is this a dream? Is my wife real, or is she a dream? Or a bad dream? is this I have some doubts. So this story is giving this benediction. He's saying that the atheism within the heart is vanquished. So by hearing these topics, we get this, these doubts will go away. Hearing these wonderful topics, this is a blessing. E matagora chandra navadvipa maje kirtana karina sava bhakata samaje. In this way, Gora Chandra and the devotees engaged in chanting the holy names in Navadvipa. Jata jata stane sava Parshara Janmila, Ope Ope Sabe Navadvipere Aila. All the associates of the Lord who took birth in different places gradually came to Navadvip and joined him. So tomorrow we'll hear about that and how all these devotees joined the Lord in Navadvip and what they did when they met with the Lord and began to associate with him in Navadvip.